Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my giggly googlers?
Oh. That's like a hype one. We haven't recorded on a Friday in so long, so I feel like our energy is up.
We have shows coming up in San Francisco, LA, and Seattle. We have some special guests we're so excited for. Get those tickets because they're going to sell out. We manifested it, so they will. I'm also going skiing this weekend in Vermont. So
oh.
Welcome to our ski podcast. Just kidding. We have to get into some serious front page news immediately. A lot of shit went down. Honestly, yeah. I can't keep up with it all. So, Paige,
it's
where
a
do
lot.
We begin?
Okay. First and foremost, let's talk about the engagement of Megan Fox and MGK. My favorite tweet is, like, since it happened, is people being like, I need her to change her name to Megan Gun Kelly.
And then they both get MGK tattooed on their chest with a knife.
Oh, my God. I have so many thoughts. Let's first, you tell the gigglers his dating history so we can analyze it. And yeah. Then we'll talk about the ring.
We're doing like a full deep dive on this. But before I begin, do you think that they coordinated with Kris Jenner when they were going to do it? Like, they waited enough time?
Absolutely.
So did I. I think they probably want to do it at the same time and they like negotiated.
I bet they probably wanted to get engaged first. Mm-hmm. And Kris Jenner was like, not on my watch, bitch.
But anyway, now that MGK is off the market, let's look at his dating history. First one was his baby mama, Emma Cannon. Kept her very private. Mm-hmm. No photos of her, but their daughter is adorable.
Were they married?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Then we have Amber Rose.
No fucking way.
It's wild. His dating history is wild. And this was his first public relationship.
I wonder if that was pre or post Kanye.
Great question. Okay. Things are just overlapping like crazy. He said that he didn't like being in the limelight, so it was weird being in a relationship in the limelight. Talk about quotes that don't age well. Their relationship felt completely natural, and their busy schedules reportedly led to their split. Next, you're going to die. Halsey.
Shut the front door.
He was linked to her in March 2017 at the beach together.
I kind of love that. Love them as a couple.
Yeah, and he also has changed his looks over the years. Like, he used to have this like weird comb over. I mean, he used to also be a rapper. Okay, then he went to the Instagram side, Chantel Jeffries.
Okay.
But these weren't like full relationships, but they've been spotted together.
Got it.
Then this is wild. Kate Beckinsale.
This bitch is around the town.
Around the town.
Wait, so she dated, wow, epic that she dated best friends. I fucking love that.
Are they really best friends or are they just like PR best friends?
No, I think Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson are like legitimate best friends. Kate Beckinsale must have a vagina made of gold.
She's also, isn't she British too? And just like.
Perfect.
She loves cats.
And I feel like
her.
She's probably hilarious.
I think she just likes hot, young, swaggy guys and then she gets bored with them because she starts dating Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly in an interview basically was like, run, like, to Pete Davidson. And she clapped back at him and was like, why don't you worry about things that are actually happening and donate to the Australian wildfires than waste your time on things that are not happening and never were. And also, please get a fucking life. Queen.
Epic.
Iconic. Epic. Okay, then this is a little, I didn't predict this. He goes from Kate Beckinsale to Noah Cyrus.
Very weird. The whole Cyrus family freaks me out. And I know I'm probably going to get hate for that. But the whole Cyrus, there's something fishy with the Cyrus family that hasn't come out yet. I'm saying it here and now.
Like the Duggars?
Not that extreme.
The talented
God, no.
Duggars?
Oh my God. Not that extreme, but something's amiss.
Well, they're all very talented, but I mean, they grew up in a famous family. The dad was famous and they're all clearly, they're rebelling, but we don't know what they're rebelling from because they're right. All rich and beautiful. Oh, okay. Then he goes back to Instagram and is seen with Summer Rae.
Okay.
And he wrote, she came and picked all her stuff up on my birthday. Nice.
I love when men are emotional.
He's definitely emotional. Then came Megan Fox.
Wow.
Let's discuss this emerald, her birthstone, and diamond, his birthstone ring.
Okay. This might come as a shock to some people because I am very traditional in the engagement rings that I like. And everyone knows I hate pear-shaped. Whatever.
Yep. Yep.
I don't mind the ring because, look, if there's anything better than one diamond, it's two.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But I do feel like the positioning of the ring and the size of it and kind of like the band, the two bands of it, looks a little like Cracker Box to me. Like it gives me like a, it's almost too big that it looks like tacky. I think there are people like certain celebrities that have done the two diamond trend and have done it really well. Like I love Emrata's. I really do love Ariana Grande's.
Same.
But I will say I do really also enjoy the green and the clear. Like I think that's fine. I like that.
1 out of 10, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a higher rate than I would because I feel like I'm going to give it like a 7.
Oh, a 7. Okay.
I'm going to give it like a 7 where if this was her first wedding, her first engagement, I would have given this a 3. I think when it's your second events, there's no rules. And I think you can be as whimsical as you want to be.
I agree. I saw it and I thought it was like perfect for her. The green is very like sexy, mysterious, almost a little naughty, a little evil almost. And then I love, they call it like a domois ring. I wanted two diamonds. I have to wait a little, I think. I have to do anal to get another diamond.
You have to have at least 3 kids and be doing anal on a regular basis.
But I thought it was great. But now we have to discuss the 5 camera situation and the Foot Locker employee apparel.
What the fuck was that? And why? Why was he wearing the same shirt that Travis was wearing when he proposed to Courtney? Is there a cult that...
Wait, it's the same shirt?
Well, I mean, they both wore black and white stripe. They both look like they worked at Finish Line.
I think he looked like a vegan Beetlejuice. It's like they like talked on the phone together and was like, it worked for me, bro. You should try it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I know that the punk rocker vibe is really hot right now and really in. It will never be my vibe. Pete is the only one that like is in that realm that I like would have sex with, but
he's a comedian, he's not punk rock.
Yeah, it's different.
Like, makes it a little different. And he's like New York.
The thought of having sex with Travis or MGK actually makes me dry up.
I would have sex with MGK because I like his low voice and he has swag and he's tall, but like I wouldn't feel good about my body next to him. I'd be like, you go on the runway, you skinny bitch.
If there's one rule I have, it's that you can't be skinnier than me. I mean, that's just for my own mental health.
But he seems like the kind of guy that just like eats
whatever,
flaming hot Cheetos all day and just looks like that. And I don't want that energy around me.
They are a flaming hot Cheeto family for sure.
Sorry, I lost my headphone.
Some couples are Doritos families. Some couples are flaming hot Cheeto families. They're flaming hot Cheetos.
They are. And I also think that people talk about like the Emma Chamberlain Instagram aesthetic and like the photo dump. So it looks like you try to make it look like you didn't try. And I kind of feel like the concept of these over-filmed staged proposals, they don't feel as like exciting, like maybe a hidden camera, but this one felt real, like, okay, everyone got their places, quiet on set. Like, it felt very not romantic to me.
Like, it's like she knew it was coming.
Yeah, and she knew that she was gonna go down on her knee.
Wait, let's talk about that. I actually really liked that.
Yes, it was cute. It was cute.
So if you guys didn't see it, when he proposed, and, you know, like, he's obviously down on one knee, she also then went down on, like, both her knees to, like, kiss him and take the ring. And I actually really, that touched me. I looked past the T-shirt because of that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that, too, just them connecting. But also, when he posted an Insta story of them, like, falling onto a bed of roses, the only thing I think about as someone who creates content was, like, exhausting. On the night that you got engaged, you guys had to like set up, like, how many tries did that take? Like, that's what I think about the realism behind it.
Yes.
And it stresses me out.
I also feel like if you go on vacation, like, you know what's happening. I want to be so fucking caught off guard that it's like,
yeah,
I'm in pure shock.
This is the problem. As women, we have spidey senses. Like, I knew Dez was going to do it.
Okay, so you knew it was coming at some point, but you didn't know when you woke up that morning.
When I woke up that morning, he was singing in the other room, and I knew he was up to something because he was making the singing video. I, like, knew it was happening. Like, I just knew it. And then he was acting so weird.
Yeah.
He had to drive into the city one day, and I was like, why do you have to go today? And he's like, I just have to. And I, like, knew he was getting the ring. Like, men know how to really, they're sloppy.
Yeah. Isn't it funny when you know, like, your man isn't, like, doing anything just too out of the normal, but, like, you just know. You're like, what are you doing? And they're just like.
My friend's fiance was like, I have to go get new headphones, and it's going to take a while. And she's like, why don't you just get him online or something, or like across the street? And he's like, I just can't. Like, he just got, he was so bad at lying that she was like, I can't even get mad at you. And then at one point she's like, is he about to cheat on me? Like, guys will be so bad at lying that you assume that like they're actually going to break up with you. Yeah. That would actually be very surprising if you were like, I think he's going to end it. And then he's like, I love you.
I could see myself spiraling and like breaking up with him first to like beat him to it. And really he's about to propose.
Oh my God. This reminds me of my fifth grade dance. Yes. I might have told you this before.
I don't think you have.
Oh my God. I fully spiraled. I had such a crush on this guy. And the fifth grade dance was coming up and everyone was getting asked. And I had a best friend named Molly, who was so cute. We'd play basketball with the boys, but like low key, like we had crushes on them, and she was funny and athletic and cute and smart.
Where is Molly today?
Molly's doing great.
Good.
Molly's in the city somewhere vibing.
Good.
At the time, I was not happy with Molly because the whole entire recess on the basketball court, my crush was talking to Molly. And I went to my friend Justin and I was like, Molly is a cunt.
Yeah.
Molly knows how much I like this guy, and he's going to ask her out, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't think I can be friends with Molly anymore. This is so hurtful. I'm so upset. Have a full, like, I'm done being friends with both of them. Mm-hmm. Molly comes up to me, is like, he wants to ask you to the prom, but he doesn't know how. And I fully had like, was like, don't you dare talk to me, bitch.
You're like, I'm so sorry. I accidentally manifested that you get hit by a car next recess. And I will try and take that back.
So talk about like a day change. I was ready to burn the whole school down. We ended up going together, barely held hands. But
did you stay friends with Molly?
Yeah, but we ended up going to different high schools.
Oh, That always,
and
I hate
fun
that.
Fact, her brother was my first crush. Oh my God. Look at us just spilling tea.
What about I love our blast from the past moments.
Yeah, like he was my crush as in I had anxiety when my mom would leave pre-K, but my teachers knew how much I loved this guy and they'd make him just sit next to me so I'd stop crying. Talk about a hoe at a young age.
Yeah. Do you know that my type when I was in like first grade in kindergarten was guys with blonde hair and blue eyes?
I love that for you.
Do you want to know something so creepy? I have always pictured my husband in my head. Like I could never see his face, but I could picture him with like dark brown hair that's like a little bit longer and like wearing a suit. That was so weird.
That's, no, it's actually manifesting. You can't help sometimes the manifestations. I always imagined being with a guy who had different hair color than me. Like, I always thought, like, a blonde and a brunette looks really cute. Didn't know it would be silver, but here we are.
Okay, talk about fucking crazy bitches manifesting. I was on the phone with my best friend from high school the other night, and she... We were talking about our anxieties, and she goes, okay, well, I stayed up till 3 a.m. last night planning my wedding. This bitch is not engaged. And she goes, I got so stressed out that my venue that I want is going to be booked up. So I emailed them to see what their availability was. I go, you're not engaged yet. She goes, I know, but I wanted to see what the prices were. I go, so is it all planned? She goes, yeah.
How long has she been with the guy?
She has been with her boyfriend for like so many years, like I think like 7 years, and like they're they're definitely getting engaged, but she
to
was
email
like,
the venue is yes, that is next level shit.
I then started getting anxious because I didn't even know what I wanted my venue to be. I was like, I have so much work to do tonight.
So
girls,
I got
crazy.
I got an instruction from the gigglers who are on TikTok to let the other gigglers know, don't sleep on our TikToks.
Yeah.
I did recently do a TikTok going in depth about just how the longer the caption, the shorter the relationship, or like just the overcompensation. Like I felt like I was kind of being a hater, but then I clarified, like, when you write the kind of love you want but don't actually have, like, it's super toxic for people who are like living their normal lives to just for you to always be projecting this this like overly perfect love that's like not even attainable. And then when you break up, everyone's like, we don't believe in love.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that was literally a romantic novel you just wrote.
Are you doing MGK's?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, read it, because I didn't read it.
I want to analyze
it. The only reason I give them a pass is because they're quirky as fuck. Like,
yes,
they drank each other's blood after they got engaged.
Wait, I thought that was a joke.
No, they drank each other's blood after they got engaged. She said, we got engaged, we went back to the room, and we drank each other's blood.
I would love to see a sex tape of those two. And I don't, not even a weird way. I want to know. Like, I just need to know what kind of sex they're having. Watch, they just do missionary.
I know you enough to know that you would hate their sex. Because you don't want to be scared. You know, you don't want to be hurt.
No.
It's so funny how you're so, like, open. You're so sexually open, and like, you will talk about buttholes and farting and everything. And I know that in the bedroom, you are a dainty flower. I know that you are. I know that you want to be treated like a literal princess of Genovia. I know.
Like, if my neck is not in the right position, we're changing until I feel comfortable.
You want to feel loved and appreciated. I want to be told that I am
a stupid slut.
Yes, literally.
Who can't read. Your fucking outfits suck.
You have a virgin who can't drive.
Okay, so Megan Fox goes, and this is my Megan Fox voice. In July of 2020, we sat under this banyan tree.
Wait, why is that so good?
I've actually never done it before. We asked for magic. She's always like she's about to ask a question, but she's not. We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time. Unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off of I don't even know what that sentence means. All the karma. That's not a sentence. She definitely didn't have anyone proofread this.
No.
Somehow a year and a half later, having walked through hell together and having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, He asked me to marry him. Just as in every lifetime before this one, I will become Satan. Just kidding. And as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. Do they think they've been with each other for all the lifetime, like every lifetime?
Yeah, they're
And then
weird.
We drink each other's blood. So, you know what? My opinion is she did not say like that they're... she did reference like a through the ups and downs thing, which we don't love. We don't love when couples say through the ups and downs during engagement posts. Because that means
yeah, I don't love
cheated.
That.
What hell did they walk through together? Didn't they just have like a lot of attention and like a good music video come out? Like, what are they talking
I
about?
I feel like I am like an in-between captioner. I'm not going to caption and say we did a thing, but I'm certainly not going to go more than four sentences.
Dez wrote laughs for life and he didn't even like run it by me. And I thought that was really cute.
I think that's adorable. I think that's perfect.
I remember being like impressed by that. I remember being like, oh,
I'm impressed
good
by
for
that.
You. Cause you know how you'd like sit together. Like, what do we write? He just did it.
One of my favorite times is when Craig sits on the couch and asks, what should I caption this? Like, it's just such a vulnerable moment for men. I feel like
so vulnerable. So vulnerable. But once I actually was jealous, I gave Dez like a really good
caption
for a photo that I wish I used. It was like him shaven and we were in Puerto Rico and I was like, say we both shaved, and people loved it. And also, but the whole like we drink each other's blood thing, I think they're having fun with press. You know what I mean?
No, Hannah, I think they're legit sucking each other's blood.
It's good source of iron, I've heard, kind of like the placenta.
Yeah, but not someone else's. You could die. You could literally die if you drank someone else's blood.
Do you think she just became the character in Jennifer's body? And then
no, I think that is her in real life. Like, I think that's why she loved doing that movie.
Who would you rather be stuck in an elevator with? MGK and Megan Fox or Courtney and Travis?
Oh, MGK and Megan Fox or Courtney and Travis.
I was going to say the same thing. One, because I just feel like I'd realize that they're taking themselves too seriously and it would start annoying me. And then they'd probably have all these inside jokes about like magic that I wouldn't understand. Or I feel like Courtney would just be hilarious.
MGK definitely does card tricks. He looks like a guy that knows card tricks. I can't get past it.
Real quick, Britney Spears just posted something about Jamie Lynn while I was on Instagram.
Wait, did you see what she posted? I think it was yesterday after Jamie Lynn did the interview. And I mean, Britney's post was fucking epic. She was like, I had a fever. And like, thank God I had a fever because I just surrendered because I couldn't give a fuck. And that is epic.
Yep. So she posted something else. Chicks in the Office just posted, I think it was a tweet. Who knows? I'm going to read it. Jamie Lynn, .. Congrats, babe. You've stooped to a whole new level of low. I've never been around you with a knife or would I ever think to do such. The only knife I ever saw you with at home was cutting the biggest pieces of squash I ever saw in my life and it was too big for me to cut. Okay, that was way too many details. So please, please stop with these crazy lies for Hollywood books. Now and only now do I know only a scum person would make up such things about someone. I'm actually very confused you making that up because honestly it's not like you at all. Around the kids, Jamie Lynn, seriously, come on. Congrats on introducing your older sister, the concept of getting low, lower, lowest because you went at that one, babe. I guess she accused Britney of like pulling a knife on her.
Look, nobody loves a text rant more than myself, but you gotta reread that shit. You have to reread it because you're so angry, you're inevitably...
Yeah, you're missing your points.
And .. this is the other thing. .. isn't period ending. That is, like, bad grammar really gets me sometimes.
Did you watch the Jamie Lynn interview?
I didn't. She looks so different, though, I feel like.
She was put in this big, white, like, almost presidential suit.
Yeah. She looked like all of the world hated her.
Yeah.
You know, like, that definitely takes a toll.
I thought the interviewer wasn't asking good questions. And I'm not saying tear this girl apart. She just was, like, going with a narrative, like, so was it hard? Like, did you not know? Like, I want to be like, when did you know? Yeah. When was the first time you felt like you couldn't help? Like, I want to know the details. It was a yeah. fucking light bullshit interview, I felt like.
There's nothing worse than a bad interviewer because they...
Was Barbara Walters off? Like, what
unavailable?
Happened? Unavailable? I know Oprah is too important, but like,
wait,
at
who
least
did it?
BW.
Who did the interview?
I don't know who she was, but she did not ask hard questions and then kind of let Jamie like go on rants and then not ask any follow-ups. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, Tamara Hall. Give me some Tamara Hall. Give me some fucking Andy Cohen.
Yeah, they
like,
needed Andy let's in get, there.
Let's tear this shit apart. I don't know. Because the problem with these PR moves is if you don't answer certain questions, people are just like, okay, well, that was unhelpful to everyone.
I think it's kind of wild that she wrote a book and it's coming out now.
You made it sound like it's wild that she knows how to write.
No, I just think like, I just think to any capital, like continuously capitalizing on your older sister, even after, you know, she like got rid of the conservatorship is mm-hmm. wild. Like you've made it. Have you not made enough money off of her? Like Jamie Lynn should fire her publicist because she should go into hiding for a couple of years, I think.
Well, it came out there obviously have this like alcoholic abusive father, and Jamie Spears kind of made it like she didn't really know any details, but then she'd say something like, I gave Britney ways to connect with people, like I tried to help her, as if she like tried once. And it just, you could tell she was saying lines but kind of forgetting them, and like they weren't really making sense, and I didn't learn anything from it. But it's hard because it's like she clearly probably went through really hard times with the dad as well.
Right. Because you don't want to. Yeah. Because I did start to feel bad for her a little bit. Because look, when people are hating you as much as they're hating her online mm-hmm. is probably horrible. Mm-hmm. But also she was a kid too. Like she definitely has some trauma. So I don't feel like people should, like, banish her.
She could have been manipulated by the dad. The thing is, we don't know. We don't know any of the details. But then Britney acting now like this is the lowest you could have gone, when it's like, what about ignoring it for so many years? We don't know the details.
I think just, like, in general, her doing press and writing a book is, like, getting to Britney, which I agree. I get that.
People are mad that it's like, we need to hear Britney's perspective first. I thought that she was more going to write a book being like, this is like what happened to me that you guys don't understand. Because sometimes there's way more victims than you know.
Yep.
It's like in a lot of like cult cases I'll see where like the person who was abusing was also a victim.
I don't think people give you enough credit that you are an expert in cults.
Yeah. If you're into cults, I actually interviewed India Oxenberg, who survived the NXIVM cults. Check out that on Burning in Hell. It was...
I really don't think you get the recognition that you deserve.
I appreciate you saying that because that's what keeps me up at night. I'm like, why am I not on CNN talking about cults right now?
No, literally. The next time there's a cult, I want you to be on my TV screen. And I wanted to say Hannah Berner, cult expert.
And this is like not a hot take, but I just hate abusive men. And cults are like... where they go way too far.
Where they're mainly run by men like that.
They're mainly run by abusive men, whether it's sexually, mentally, and it's about like power hungry men that go too far. But and I'm taking them all down. But with that said, I thought Jamie was gonna be like, this is my story, but it sounds like 80% of the book is her like talking about her sister and kind of, and people are like, well, now she needs money because she's out of the conservatorship. And it's like, yeah, that smells bad.
You know what sucks too? Mm-hmm. Zoe 101 was one of my favorite shows, and then she got pregnant, and it was
she a good actress?
No, I don't know.
But she was cute.
It was like a cute show. It was like a teeny bopper, like preteen show that was on Nickelodeon, and I loved it.
Why couldn't Zoe 101 just like get pregnant? And why can't they write that in? It happens.
Well, we were 12 when we watched it. Like, it was skewed younger. I think she was 16, but everyone that watched it was straight up 11. So, like, so I applaud them for not putting it in because it's a bit much. But
the story has missing parts to it. And you know how, like, you're like, oh, we'll never tell the public this. I think it's going to get to the point where the public's going to learn more shit.
You know who I really would love to hear from is her fucking mom.
Yeah.
Because the mom was a full adult. So, okay, if your husband is that abusive and an alcoholic, you now have a duty to your fucking children. Like, why wasn't she being like, you're out of our lives? Like, get the fuck out.
Or it's like that group mentality where a bunch of people get together like, oh, she's not mentally well, we need to have her money. And then it just becomes normalized. And then you just start getting used to the lifestyle and you treat her like she's not human anymore.
But like, I mean, I'm not a mom, so I don't know how I would feel. But I think...
No, it's fucked up.
I'm more protective of my unborn children.
Yeah.
Like, right now. Like, if someone said something about my unborn daughter, I would slit their throat.
I feel like the story is just unfolding.
Yeah, we're just in the beginning.
And Barbara Walters, I'm ready for you. I want to fucking sit down.
No, I've never been more ready. I want, like, a Diane Sawyer. I want this to be one of the most famous. She should go back to Diane Sawyer because that's the one who was, like, a bitch to her in the beginning.
Oh, that's what Diane Sawyer needs to do.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go. But they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, if you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Oh. I have another hot guy that we can start being obsessed with.
Oh my God, who?
Do you watch Euphoria?
No, I'm scared of Euphoria.
You would hate it. I actually know that you would hate it. It's so anxiety ridden. Like, Craig refuses to watch it with me because it makes him too anxious.
Yeah.
I even get anxious watching it, and I love the show. I think the production company is called A24, and if you look them up, they've actually produced some of your favorite movies, and you wouldn't even know.
Oh. Okay, deep diver.
Yeah, they're so good. And they're so good because they're great at making a movie look like it's artsy. Not look like it's artsy. Like, make it artsy.
Aesthetic.
They have a great aesthetic. And they make you think about what you're watching. Like, you're not picking up your phone when you're watching, like, an A24 production.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, in this new season, I hope this isn't, like, a spoiler alert, but, like, it's been out now for a week, so... Mm-hmm. That's on you guys.
It's been out for 24 hours, so figure it out.
Get it together. one of the characters, his name is Fezco, and he is like the drug dealer of the high school. Mm-hmm. Well, the start of the episode is kind of giving like the backstory on how he became like who he is, and like that he was like abandoned as a child, and like he lived with his grandma, and then all of a sudden like this other child comes and lives with them. He doesn't really know how because he's so little at the time. He is like,
he looks like Mac Miller.
Exactly. He looks like Mac Miller. The best part about this guy is that he is not an actor. This is the first thing he has ever acted in. He lived in New York City. He was walking down the street.
I heard about this.
A casting director came up to him and said, hey, would you like to read for this role? He thought it was a scam. A couple hours later, he found himself in a like building with like executives, and he's reading for this role, and they hired him.
Okay, that's fucked up, because people talk about like that's how you get discovered in New York City. That shit doesn't happen ever.
If someone walked by me on the street and said, hey, I work for this company, do you want to read for this role? I'd be like, this is sex trafficking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, this is how I'm gonna die.
I've watched enough murder mysteries to know that actually, you're gonna murder me.
Once apparently a Gap scout went to our like playground in Brooklyn and picked a couple kids, and my brother got picked, and my ugly ass was just running around.
They literally lined him up. They were like, you, definitely not you.
But we went to the Gap casting, and apparently my brother was too young, so he just like couldn't sit still for the pictures that they were like, we can't use this. But I'm, as my competitive self, was there, and I was like, hello, I'm here, I'm a star. So they did a fake photo with me just to make me feel involved. And that's how you know you're ugly.
Not to make you feel bad about yourself, but as a former child model.
Oh, you're not a model.
Oh, sorry. You weren't a child model. My bad. When you go into these castings, some of them, they call them cattle calls because it's hundreds of fucking kids. Mm-hmm. And half of them get like, don't even go into the room because they're so bad, because they're fucking 4 years old and they can't sit. And I can remember like sitting at these casting calls and looking at my mom and being like, they're so bad. Like they don't like, sit and do what they're told. Like half of getting a job was like that you could just sit there and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that you can
but
listen.
I was so sensitive, and my mom knew that I was so sensitive, that she told me that the audition, like going into the room, taking one picture, meeting someone, was the job.
Yeah.
Like, so I thought I booked every single audition I went on until I would actually go to jobs and be like, okay, well, this isn't what I did. And then, like, as I got older, she was like, that's the audition. But my mom was such a good mom in terms of, like, me being a child model that I didn't really know I was a child model.
Well, it could be traumatic for you to deal with, like, a lot of rejection as a kid based on what? Like, your looks or you're just not the cousin of the director's child?
I will say, Victoria Justice was the same age as me, and we would compete. I remember there was a Barbie commercial, and it was the only thing I can really remember that I wanted so fucking bad. Yeah. And they're not going to pick two brunette girls, and she beat me out for it, and I never forgot it. And then she got her own TV show, and I was like, what the fuck?
That is such a great example, though, of the entertainment industry. Like, when I would do some fitness modeling after tennis, and then I'd also do some, like, acting stuff, and you'd get in the elevator, and everyone looks exactly
the same. It's crazy.
And you're just looking at yourself, and you're like, okay, who's better at being myself?
But, like, when Victoria Justice would walk into auditions and I would see her, she was a star. Like, she just had that. Like, she would walk in places. She was so bubbly. She was a fucking adorable, like, little girl. And, like, you would just look at her, and, like, everyone knew she was going to be famous.
Well, I always thought you were a star and you're going to be famous.
Thank you so much.
There's room for everyone. There's an abundance of
talent.
She went
the better actor, you know,
we're not judging.
Route.
We're not judging. I'm pretty sure your matching sets are way better than Victoria
Thank
Justice.
Thank you so much.
But also, Victoria Justice is interesting because she was the star when Ariana Grande was acting in her.
Isn't that crazy? I'd like to know the real story about that, because Ariana Grande always hints that everyone was super mean to her on that set. That's what I've heard.
Interesting. Interesting. It's just funny how people pop at different times.
Tinks says this one thing, and a lot of things that Tink says I agree with, but this mm-hmm. one, in like specifically, she says comparison is the thief of joy.
I'm pretty sure that was Brené Brown. Okay. I think that was like Emerson or something. I think that was Beethoven. But no, yeah, it's definitely a great quote.
Isn't that such a, because it's so true. Like the only times I feel like I hate myself and feel bad about myself is when I look at other girls' Instagram aesthetic and I'm like, oh, they're so good.
Mine? No, you're not. Oh, you go to mine to feel better about yourself. That's like going to Walmart just to walk around and see the creatures in there and be like, okay, I'll be fine. I feel like that's how people feel.
That's how I feel watching reality TV. I'm like, wow, I feel better about myself. And then like someone else comes on.
I realize people, you watch it because you're like, oh, these people have way more fucked up situations than me. Yes. And then you are one of them and you're like, how did we get here?
No, literally, the amount of times that I ask myself, how did I fucking get here?
Well, Bravo is a thin line between feeling like so glamorous and like famous in the Bravo world to them being like, are people laughing at me? So it's like a real thin line.
It's not like we're around Bad Girls Club. Which sometimes I wish I just went full bad girl.
Yeah. Because you know how that quote's going around and they're just like cursing each other out? I'm like, that is way more fun than like the mind games.
I'm like, fuck it. Where's VH1 with my contract?
Oh my God. Yeah, Victoria Justice and you, I could see looking really alike when you were younger.
Yeah, we definitely did. Next thing that I wanted to bring up was, I have two things. One, you know how I said I wanted to start like reading more?
Yeah, I thought that was a bit. I thought it was a joke. I thought we were being ironic.
but sometimes when I say things on the podcast, I'm like, fuck, I said it on the podcast, so I kind of have to do it now.
Yeah.
So I bought an iPad because I was having such FOMO. Because I feel like everyone has an iPad and everyone's talking about their iPads and how much they love their iPads. And oh my God, you don't have an iPad? And so I bought myself one for Christmas. I downloaded a book that I saw.
Angry Birds.
The instruction manual. I downloaded a book that I saw. I think it was Jackie.
Jackie Schimmel?
No, Jackie. Morning Fogarty? Toast Jackie.
Oh, Jackie Oshry.
I'm pretty sure I saw it on her Instagram. I can't remember, but I'm pretty positive it was her. She's someone that I like their Instagram aesthetic that I go to, and I'm like, oh, it's so pretty and cute.
Oh, the colors are fantastic. And it's called
The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. And I downloaded my book. I spent my $13.99.
Are you manifesting a Giggly Squad book club? Because this is a lot for me to handle right now.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. It's going in the opposite direction. Hannah, I now remember why I was so bad at school. I can't read for 5 minutes and not fall asleep. I mean, I'm out like a fucking light.
Reading's not your specialty. I'm not.
Reading comprehension is not where I thrive.
Didn't you say the most nervous you'd ever get is when they call on you in class to like read the paragraph?
My mom had to call the school and say, please don't call on Paige. She's having severe. I would immediately start crying. I would never go up to the board. And not because I didn't know it, but partly because I didn't know it. But I mm-hmm. would get such like stage fright.
Did any of your friends help you?
No, my friends would be like, can't you read?
No. We're like, so different because I was the girl that raised my hand every time. I'm like, this is my chance. This is my chance to shine.
And this is one of the number one reasons on why I am such an advocate. Now she's a philanthropist. Such an advocate of
audiobooks. Movies, reality TV, shopping.
Of an all-girls high school. Because in middle school, I never raised my hand. And I don't know if it was because there were boys in my class and being embarrassed in front of boys was more taxing on me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the reason was, but I know that once I got to high school, I never had that. Like,
you're like, I suddenly got a lot of boyfriends because no one knew I couldn't read. It was crazy. No,
like, I had a tutor forever. My brother would call me hooked on phonics around the house. I know. Is that so mean?
Do you think that you might be dyslexic? Because as your best friend, you're very smart.
Thank you.
But this sounds just like a, because I have a lot of friends who are dyslexic in the comedy space because they're very creative. Dyslexia is the kind of thing that they couldn't diagnose back then. So people were just like, your kid's dumb, when realistically your kid is so smart in a lot of different ways.
Well, here's the other thing. I feel like we grew up in like an old school Italian family where it was like, you don't have something wrong with you. You just don't fucking try. But like, I didn't try because I knew, like, I didn't get it. Like, the other kids got it. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in high school and all my girlfriends would go into separate rooms to take their tests because they would get more time and they did have like legit learning disabilities. Mm-hmm. And I was never even tested. Like, my mom was like, you don't have a disability. You just don't do your homework. So like, I don't know what it was.
This is wild. Famous people who are dyslexic: Orlando Bloom, Tom Cruise, Leonardo da Vinci, Walt Disney, Jim Carrey, Albert Einstein. Like, it has nothing to do with your intellectual ability. Yeah. It's just like a way of learning. And schools focus so much on just like memorizing stuff or reading it and regurgitating it that like, if you're dyslexic, it's not ideal.
When I was little, my mom would read me books and then tell me to read it back to her, and I would just memorize it. And the only reason she caught on was because I held the book upside down.
I think that's the cutest thing I've ever heard. Oh my God, that's so cute.
She told me, like, as an adult, she said she cried to my dad every single night that I was like so dumb.
Oh my God.
I was like, well, now I'm on reality TV. Like, great.
Oh my God.
Unless you are my doctor, my lawyer, or my accountant, I don't give a fuck if you went to college. I don't really care if you went to high school. Like, it just doesn't matter. I feel like I became street smart because my dad and mom are so street smart. Mm-hmm. But they were also so protective that I had to be sneaky. So I like knew different ways of like sneaking out and like getting good grades without like getting in trouble if I didn't.
But like growing up in the city, you can't be that sneaky or like you get murdered. Like, it's like, oh, you're going to go to Central Park at 2 a.m. with a guy? You have natural fear.
Yeah. Jumping out like my friend's like first story window to like go to Taco Bell with like guys that could drive.
Yeah, like people always talk about growing up with like fields, like drinking in fields, and I'm like, I had Prospect Park, which was just full of heroin needles. Just full of, like, I remember once I was walking by and like people were having sex in a bush. Like, I was just scared. I was scared all the time.
My outfits to those field parties were always iconic.
Wait, you have to do a collab with a brand called Field Outfits.
High school.
Catch me in the field. How about that?
Oh my God. I brought Uggs to my school. I just want everyone to know that. Everyone made fun of me for a full year for wearing Uggs. And then all of a sudden, I was like, you guys don't know anything.
That's how you know you're fashion forward, when despite the haters and the doubters, you push through because you believe in your vision.
I begged my mom for pink Uggs for one Christmas. It was like my eighth grade. I was in eighth grade. And all my friends made fun of me. And then going into high school, like freshman year, everyone had Uggs, including the girls that made fun of me. And I was like,
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Wow. Very interesting. Are Uggs back is what I want to know.
So back. They're so back. But they're back in like a contemporary way where it's they're super, super mini, which I feel like when we wore them, they didn't even make mini ones.
Oh, and like a low.
Like you show your sock. Low. Yeah, show your sock. Got it. And then the clogs are so back.
I remember mine would get so smelly. Like, because it was all like wool or whatever was in it.
That is so fucking on brand for you.
Like, I'd be like, what is that smell? That's, it's like a rug that's dirty.
Oh my fucking God, Hannah. I knew girls like you in high school.
And I'd like step in a puddle and just be like, that's it. Like, I would wreck them. I was the one who was like chasing someone in like the schoolyard with my Uggs. Like,
so you didn't like spray your protective spray on them ever?
I didn't even have protective spray. Those Uggs were so absurd. They were just like abused teddy bears.
They were probably also so faded from like the salt on like New York City streets of like when it snows.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh God, anything else going on in front page news?
I don't have any front page news, but I tried this new hair thing last night that I kept seeing on TikTok. I'm going to post the Amazon link to it on Giggly Squad Instagram. Okay, so it literally looks like a satin, like, rope almost. It's, like, squishy. You take the rope. It's, like, it looks like this. Get my drift?
It looks like a headband.
Yeah, it's like a headband. It's long. You put it on your head. Then you take your pieces of hair and you twist them around it while it's wet. So you like wash your hair, shower while it's wet. You twist it around this rope. It stays on your head. It's very comfortable to sleep in. And then you like scrunchie it at the bottom so it stays.
You have to make a video of
this. I'm going to.
But also this gets me nervous. It reminds me, remember when someone was like, oh, when your hair is wet, just braid it. And then you took it out and you were like, I look like I was in a washing machine.
Yeah. No, it's nothing like that. The only reason I didn't film it last night is because I literally did it at 2 a.m. You know, when we like do our weird things in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I did it at 2 a.m. and I was like, I just don't have the time for it.
And I have to attest to this because when you got on, I was like, your hair looks so voluminous and wavy and it looks like you just got it blow dried.
Thank you. Because I also didn't keep it in long enough. I took it out like too early this morning, so it wasn't even like fully dry. So I need to do, when I do a like TikTok about it, I need to keep it in for the appropriate amount of time. But the reason I'm saying this is because my hair is so fucking straight that like it never holds a curl. It never keeps a curl when I use my rollers.
Because you never use the wand either, and I feel like your hair would look good with the wand.
Because it just never stays. Like, it looks great for like the first 20 minutes.
4 minutes.
And then I'm just like, okay, that was a waste of my time. So I'm going to post it because I really do like it. And it's so easy because I hate blow drying my hair.
I also think the difference between me starting a night versus ending a night are two different people. Like, people don't talk about that enough because I'm greasy. My hair doesn't hold a curl. The girl you saw at 9 p.m. and the girl at 1 a.m. have never met.
They don't know
each other.
Probably
hate each other.
I am so bad and I'm trying to be better, but my routine, I'm a bat. I'm nocturnal. Like, I'm up till 3 a.m.
You can't fall asleep at night.
I'm like doing things.
Sometimes I am too. I should text you.
No, you should. I'm always up.
Really?
Always.
Lately, I can't fall asleep. Like, it's, you know, when it's midnight and you're like, yeah, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And then 3 a.m. Butter and I are just like, what's up? Dez has been asleep since 7 p.m. Yeah.
I started listening to ASMR. That's like the only thing that gets me to sleep now.
He listens to boring podcasts. Well, he doesn't think they're boring, but it's like NPR. And he falls asleep.
Wow, but that just gave me a flashback to that Joe Rogan podcast that we both wanted to kill ourselves.
Oh my God. Okay, so this is sad, but the key to falling asleep at night is not getting excited about anything. Like, if you see something online or like you go shopping or like you have a cute conversation with someone and you get excited and you get like a little adrenaline, you're fucked. Like, you have to be, mind is quiet, have nothing to look forward to, and I sleep like a baby. Also, people are like, don't eat past 6 p.m.
Fuck that.
I get it, but if you want to fall asleep at night,
eat pasta.
Eat till you're so full. And then that food coma, you'll be done by 9 p.m. Like when I started trying to this whole like don't eat past 7, I couldn't fall asleep at night.
I've also been turning the brightness down on my phone because like inevitably I'm laying in bed watching TikTok. And I've realized that when it's like my brightness is down, I'm more apt to fall asleep while I'm on TikTok than like have to put my phone down and like try and fall asleep.
See, I love that advice because it's realistic. I hate people who are like, don't look at a screen for 4 hours before you fall asleep. I'm like, are you crazy?
Some people plug their phone in a different room. Like, my dad does that, but like, he's a dad.
The internet is lit at 9 to 12. The internet is popping.
It's where I get my best ideas.
True. I don't, my brain doesn't really even start working till 9 p.m., let's be honest.
But I do hate that, like, I miss the mornings.
I don't know. The morning, like, birds are chirping. That is nice.
I just feel like you get so much more done when you wake up earlier. Like, I'm not getting out of bed till 10 a.m.
You do. Dez wakes up at 6 a.m. He can't help it and will live a full day before me. And then I'll, at, like, 5 p.m., I'll be like, I'm so stressed. I have so much to do. I have too much on my plate. And he's like, just wake up earlier.
It really does work. And I'm like, it does help. No. Yeah, it's like, get out of here.
Do you know what I mean?
You're like, what cult is this?
My mom was going through old stuff in the basement. She found this letter all the parents had to write to my kindergarten teacher to tell them about their child. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And they go, tell us something special that makes your child unique. She goes, Hannah has a great sense of humor. She loves to play games and is very physical. And she is a little bit moody in the morning. And I'm like, I haven't changed at all.
No, literally at all.
Like, I'm a different fiance at 11 a.m. versus 11 p.m. And 11 a.m. he's like, are you mad at me?
In the morning, just know, if we have to get up before 10 a.m., just know I'm thinking the meanest things in my head about you. Like, I don't like you.
Me and you, like, didn't have to say a word to each other until, like, 1.
Because
like,
we that's normal. Without talking. Because that's normal people.
No, Dez is a full morning person where, like, he'll be, like, singing to himself.
So is my mom.
Doing a little dance.
My mom loves the mornings.
And you know what? I'm jealous. I'm not gonna lie. I'm jealous.
Yeah. He's getting tired. Anyway. It's 4:45. He's getting cranky.
Oh, it's 4 p.m. It's Dez's
time for dinner.
We gotta get his Jello and bananas and then play bingo. So and watch Jeopardy. And then do our New York Times crosswords. So, you guys, thank you for giggling with us. We love you so much.
This has been a great pod.
Bye.
See ya.